Yeah, so once again, I'm Henry, and here's a little bit of the Roots to start you off, and here we go.
I'm known to spit something that these MCs hate. I couldn't care less what you feel, what you say, cause I gotta put a ticket in my own special way. I'm a monster, you know I'm certified sick. I came from the corner where nobody got shit. Took the cards I was dealt, turned it into hot spit. Now I'm not only a passenger, I'm in the cockpit. Been a long time coming, I was caught in a scramble of cats trying to do the same thing that they man do. Eagles born to fly, rivers made to ramble. A dangerous mind, I'm a prime example.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
Super fans wanna run up on me, sparking a brown up. You need to fall back, could be knocks around us. You in a hot area for marching powder. If you hold it, shout it, just walk without it. Them real poor brothers don't talk about it. They never make a move till they thaw shit out, kid. I knew a lot of men who did bits for mayhem. They made a lot of money, they money never made them. The game of survival is filled with rivals. Knives and 4-5 slugs flying in spirals. The wicked is diseased and it ain't all viral. Could be greed and gluttony bubbling inside you, dog. Follow your pride, the rhythm will guide you. Yo, follow them guys, the niggas will rob you. And have you up with something that don't really involve you. But you don't give a fuck, you wanna pump the volume, I know.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move.
Yo. Baseline thumping, the face kind jumping, the game looking sweeter than the baseline bumping. Don't come around these spots and waste time fronting. Them trick ass marks to get the A5 dumping. It ain't really about nothing. Philly just love cutting. They shut shit down before the law starts shutting. Get your route right, cousin. Be out night club and relax. I wanna get lights out the night, brother. Perhaps it's the percussion that keeps shit kinetic. For some it ain't, it's been more sweet. The street credit, some cats to play dirty didn't live to regret it. But move to the music, you can live through the record. I'm a Philly boss player, a dope rhyme sayer. It's black ink back, getting caked by the layer, by the stack. Coming at us, get your weight right there. Yeah. If not, you making a mistake right there, for real.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
Right, that was The Roots with I Don't Care off of their album, The Tipping Point. Yeah, so once again, my name is Henry Epp, and I'm going to be in your eardrums here at the Yurt for, let's see, about 40 minutes now. And again, this is my first time ever doing a show in the Yurt. Never been here before. I'm a third year, which is kind of ridiculous. Way back when, like, the very couple first weeks of my fall semester of my first year here at Hampshire, my friend Jacques and I had talked about doing a Yurt show, and we were like, that would be really cool, that would be really fun. And we went to like a meeting, we like did some stuff, but we never got around to having an actual show. And I've just been saying it over and over and over again since then that this semester I'm going to do a show, and this semester I'm going to do a show, and I never did it. Had other things to do, I guess, or something. But then this semester I am taking this class called Music Journalism for Radio. And it's a great class taught by Becky Miller. You should take it if she does it again. And it got me interested in radio again. And I thought, well, shit, I should have a show of my own. And it also made me start thinking about, like, next year, my Div 3. I'm a creative writing major. I'm writing stories, all kinds of things. And I thought the Yurt, a show on the Yurt, would be a great place to share those works in progress that I'll be doing next year, and also entertaining my own interests in music and storytelling and life and things and, yeah, everything. If you're enjoying the show, you can call in and be on the show with me if you want, from wherever you are. The number is 413-559-6766. Once again, that's 413-559-6766. And I'll put you right on the air, and we could chat if you feel like it. So, another great thing about the Yurt, and I'm sure anyone who's listening to this, if anyone is listening to this, is aware that the Yurt is great because, okay, it has its downfalls in that it's not a real radio station. It's not carried out over any kind of transmitter or anything, so you can't hear it on the real radio. But who listens to the radio these days anyways? Most of the radio is it's on the internet, if we want to be honest, which is where the Yurt is. And that's great. And the other great thing about that is that there are no FCC restrictions or anything that apply to the Yurt. So I can say whatever the fuck I want. That's right. I can say whatever the fuck I want. I can swear. I can do whatever. It's great. So I'm going to just revel in that for like 2.5 minutes and play this song that went really viral last fall, and it's still being played. The clean version is being played on mainstream radio now, but that version's kind of boring, so I'm going to play you the real version right here on your radio. Oh!
get your ass right now.
See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I like the fuck you. I just a change in my pocket, it wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too. Said if I was rich, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. Yes, she did. And I'm like, why, lady? I love you. I still love you. Oh, I see you driving around town with a girl I love. Fuck you. I just a change in my pocket that wasn't enough.
All right, and we're back in the yurt. I'm still trying to figure out how to work things here. Oh, there we go. Okay, sorry, never mind. I'm just trying to work the turntable, and I don't know how to do it. So if I could work the turntable, which I'll keep trying during this hour, if it was working right now, you would be hearing I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. Great vinyl LP that's sitting here in the yurt. That's not working. So we're going to listen to something else, something that's on my iPod. I'm just going to scroll through here. What do I have? Here's something that's appropriate and a little story behind it. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, but I won't be there this summer for the first time in a long time. Instead, I am going to be in the great city of New York.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from with OG. at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is blind with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on the whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MDMA got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
To explain the same, how painful the hangover was today. In front of the toilet, hands and knees, trying to breathe in between the dry heaves. My baby made me some coffee, afraid that if I drink some, it's probably coming right back out me. Couple of Advil, relax and chill, at a standstill with how bad I feel. I think I need to smell fresh air, so I stepped out the back door and fell down the stairs. The sunlight hit me dead in the eye, like it's mad that I gave half the day to last night. My bad sight made me trip on my ass right into that patch of grass, like that's life. All of a sudden, I realized something. The weather is amazing, even the birds are bumping. Stood up and took a look and a breath, and there's that bike that I forgot that I possessed. Never really seen exercises friendly, but I think something's telling me to ride that 10 speed. Brakes are broken, it's alright. The tires got air and the chain seems tight. Hot on, it felt the summertime. It reminds me of one of them Moosob lines. Like sunshine, sunshine is fine. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine. Sunshine, sunshine is fine. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine.
Whoa, let it shine.
Whoa, let it shine.
Whoa, let it shine.
rolls at it. If I could, I would keep this feeling in a plastic jar. Bust it out whenever someone's acting hard. Settle down, barbecue in the backyard. The kids get treats and old folks get classic cars. Every day that gets to pass is a success. And every woman looks better in a sundress. Sunshine's an excuse to shoot hoops, get juice. Show and prove them moves and let loose. I hear voices, I see smiles to match them. Good times, and you can feel it in the fashion. Even though the heat cooks up the action, the streets still got butterflies, enough kids to catch them. Riding my bike around these lakes, man, feeling like I finally figured out my escape plan. Take it all in, the day started off all wrong. Somehow now that hangover is all gone. Ain't nothing like the sound of the leaves when the breeze penetrates these Southside trees. Leaning up against one, watching the vibe, forgetting all about the stress, thanking God I'm alive. It's so simple, I had to keep the song simple. And when I get home, I'm gonna open all the windows. Feeling alright, stopped at a stop sign. A car pulled up, bumping Fresh Prince's Summertime. Summer, summer, sign. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine. Sunshine, sunshine, it's fine. I feel it in my skin, warming up my mind. Sometimes you gotta give in to win. I love the days when it shines. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it shine. Whoa, let it.
Atmosphere with Sunshine, and right before that was The Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys. That's who it is. Yeah, so I kind of put those two together, thinking about the summer. I'm going to be in New York City, which is what The Empire State of Mind was all about, and that last song was by Atmosphere, a great rap duo right out of my home city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that song always makes me think about riding my bike in the summertime in Minneapolis, which is a wonderful thing to do. And that is exactly what that song is about. It's probably like the most feel-good like rap song there is ever. Because all he's doing is just like getting over a hangover and riding his bike around. So yeah, that's a great song. Once again, this is my first show. I'm calling this show Epidemia. Eventually next year there'll be cool things on it having to do with my Div 3. Right now I'm just trying to get a hang of the yurt, figure out how things work around here, and playing a little music for you. And if you want to call in, request anything, maybe chat with me on air, whatever, the number is 413-559-6766. And right now coming up, I got another song that really takes me back every time I listen to it to right around this time 1 year ago. So here you go. It's the Noisettes with Never Forget You.
Watch you drinking rum my whiskey. Now won't you have a double with me? I'm sorry I'm a little late. I got your message, by the way. I'm calling in sick today. Cheese.
Once again, that was the Noisettes with Never Forget You. And like I said before, I'm still trying to figure my shit out here today. I don't really know what I'm doing. I will be completely honest with you. Really what I'm doing in this hour, I'll be doing this every Tuesday for the next, what, like 4 weeks of the semester? Maybe even less than that. No, it's got to be like 4 weeks. I hope it's 4 weeks. If it's any less than 4 weeks, I'm a little worried. Because there's lots to do. But basically, I'm just in here hanging out, playing some tunes, sitting around. The yurt is a really nice, cool space that everyone kind of sees on campus. You walk by it a lot. But I feel like, at least in my case, like I haven't gotten to be in here that much. And it's really nice. It kind of smells. It smells like you're in like a log cabin, which I kind of am. It's very wooden, and I guess not necessarily logs, but wood, which is the product of logs. Anyways, so if for some reason it's making me like, sensory memories, like smell can trigger memories, and for some reason the smell of this yurt reminds me really strongly of the smell of like the dining hall of this like Northwoods camp that I went to when I was a kid, called Widgeewagon, where you like skied and stuff. But like I haven't thought of that place in years, but for some reason it smells like that place in here. Anyways, I don't want to bore anyone who might possibly be listening to this. So I'm going to play more music. Here is a great classic song by Paul Simon called You Can Call Me Al.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, he ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. But if you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call. Thank you.
Sorry about that, Ken. Yeah, this turntable is being weird. I really don't know what's going on. So we're just gonna play this for a second.
You can make up your own puzzles.
It's true, you can make up your own puzzles. yeah, just hanging out in this yurt. It's fun here. It's really nice. My name is Henry Epp. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Epidemia, a place for music and things. And lots of catchy titles and stories and things going on here eventually. Not right now, but eventually. When I get my act together, this is still kind of just a place to mess around until next year when I actually have to do things, that are real and important. So we're going to keep, going here. Why do people say that? People say we, like there's more than one of them, more than one person in their big important thing that they create. I do that all the time. Maybe it's just because I have, like, multiple people in my head telling me things. Go on the radio. They'll love you. You have a great radio voice. Shut up. Yeah, all those people in my head right now. I'm just messing around. Here is another song that I'm sure you will all enjoy. It is called Gigantic by the Pixies.
I know his teeth is white as snow. What a gas it was to see him walk her every day into a shady place. The lips she said, she said, it's hard, 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 let's have a ball. It's hard, 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 let's have a ball. It's hard, 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 let's have a ball.
Gigantic. right? Jack knows what I'm talking about. Asshole. Okay, so I'm from the Midwest. I'm from the great state of Minnesota.
Woo!
And this is the Midwest is also known by certain factions of on the political spectrum as the real America. And I didn't buy into that. You know, I was like, when I was growing up, I was like, no part of America is more real than any other part. And then I came to the East Coast for school and found out that it's true. Everything here is fake, you guys. Like, nothing is real. The grass, it's astroturf. Like, if you go to Minnesota, it's real grass. Here, it's like little bits of plastic. The trees, also, like, a lot of them are just like big plastic molds. Others are just like cardboard cutouts, like elementary school play style, like being held up by kids. That's something else we don't have in Minnesota. Child labor. Yeah, so my whole family is from the Midwest. And a lot of them are from South Dakota, which is, like, a very empty state. And most of what we talk about when we're in South Dakota is the weather. I'm serious. Like, everything is about the weather. And it's a little depressing. But they have this great phrase, like, if it's going to rain, if there's, like, some kind of front moving in, they're like, oh, it looks like we're going to get some weather tonight. And that always can be like, yes, aren't we always going to get some weather? Like, what else? Are we going to get, like, turtles or something? Purple? I don't know. Like, can't we just talk about something else, something that's, like, matters? Like how your state, like, really hates abortion to, like, a very creepy extent. Seriously, like, a couple years ago, South Dakota tried to ban abortion in, like, all cases, including, like, rape and everything. It's crazy. But a bunch of parts of my family are really conservative and Christian. And so they brought me and the rest of my family to this this event out in the Black Hills of South Dakota when I was in high school. And it was called Hills Alive. And I didn't really get it. They're like, it's a music festival. And then, like, I didn't realize that the hills were alive with, like, the spirit of Christ. So we get there, and we're like, we're going to have a picnic. So we're like having this picnic, and it's right during the like Christian death metal band. I'm serious, like hardcore death metal, but with like Christian overtones. So instead of like crazy death metal lyrics, like Satan is my dad. that's right, Jordy. Right? That's like more fun. Yeah. But instead of that, it's like Jesus doesn't like it when you kill fetuses. Let's all pray together. It was a lot of fun. Let me tell you, buying condoms is weird. I've always really felt awkward about buying condoms. Like, you can't just buy condoms. It feels wrong to, like, go to the cash register with just a box of condoms, like, nothing else. So the first time I ever bought condoms, I felt really, really awkward, and I go into the store and wait till, like, no one else is in the aisle where they are, and so, like, I pick out a box, I go up to the cash register, and then I feel too awkward, like, I need to buy something else. And I also happened to be out of Advil at the time, so I went and got a box of Advil. And then I'm, like, going down the registers, and, like, every single checkout person is, like, a woman, like, over 65, so that's just weird. So then I go to, like, the self-checkout, like, with the computer, like, okay, they won't judge me here. I swipe the thing, like, do the condoms, and then I do the Advil, and I'm like, great, this computer won't judge me. And then this box pops up on the screen, and it's like, if it hurts that much, you're doing it wrong. So, yeah.
All right, that was a clip of me doing stand-up a couple months ago. But my time is about up here, and that was just, you know, a taste of what could happen here on this show for the rest of the semester and the coming next school year, way far off. And it's been great sitting in. So tune in next week to Epidemia. Epidemia. I think I'll stick with that name. I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see. But to play you out, we're going to play a little bit of Superman by Goldfinger. Here you go. Thanks for tuning in.
That's a song about a new year, and it's an appropriate song to play.